How much of your IUL is accessible in year one? By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Surrender charges exist in year one. First year liquidity varies by carrier, age, health, typically 30 to 50% accessible. If you're asking about IUL year one liquidity, here's the straight answer. Typically 30, 50% of what you've put in is accessible in year one, depending on your age, health classification, and how the policy is structured. Surrender charges are real, and any agent who skips this conversation is doing you a disservice. The good news is that this is a feature for the right buyer, not a flaw. Why most agents skip this conversation? Here's the thing. Agents who hide the surrender charge schedule are the same agents who build the wrong policy in the first place. If your advisor never mentioned year one access, that's a red flag. Either they don't understand the product well enough to explain it, or they care more about closing you than making sure you understand what you're buying. Surrender charges exist because insurance companies need to recover their distribution costs, underwriting costs, and the cost of the death benefit protection they're putting in place from day one. They're not hidden. They're printed in the policy. But most agents rush past them. That number matters here because structure directly affects year one liquidity. A policy built with target premium to maximize the agent's commission loads up the death benefit and leaves the cash value thin. A properly structured policy, max funded with minimum death benefit, puts as much of your dollar to work in cash value as legally allowed. The surrender charge schedule is the same, but you're starting with a much better balance underneath it. How surrender charges actually work. Surrender charges in most IUL policies run for 10, 15 years and decrease on a schedule. In year one, the charge is highest. By year five or six, you typically have access to more than half. By year 10, surrender charges are usually gone entirely. The accessible amount in year one, that 30, 50% range, refers to the net cash surrender value after those charges are applied. Your account value, the gross number before charges, is often higher, and the policy loan is calculated against that gross account value at most carriers. This is why the loan feature matters so much. If you need liquidity in year one, you're not surrendering the policy. You're borrowing against your account value. In a properly structured policy, that's a different number, often a better one, than what the surrender schedule would suggest. That said, year one access is still limited. The design is honest about that. BankLight is not a checking account. Why this is a feature, not a flaw, for the right buyer. Think about what's happening on the other side of that surrender charge. Your death benefit is fully in force from day one. Your account value is already growing and protected from market losses with a zero floor. And the dollars inside are compounding without interruption because they never leave the policy. That's the in not or mechanic in action. Your full account value keeps earning while a portion of it is borrowed out for other uses. Dead dollars don't do that. Money sitting in a bank account waiting to be deployed doesn't do that. This is why BankLight is not designed for someone with thin cash flow or no emergency fund. The strategy is for investors, business owners, and real estate buyers who already have liquid capital in place and are looking for somewhere smarter to store and deploy the next dollar. If you need emergency access to 100% of every dollar on day one, this isn't the right vehicle. If you have a liquidity cushion and you're tired of watching stored capital earn 4% while it waits to do something, that's a different conversation. For more on what a properly structured policy looks like from the start, see our breakdown at IUL Done Right. What to check before you fund your one. If you're evaluating a policy or already have one, here's a quick checklist. Ask for the surrender charge schedule in writing, year by year. Ask your agent for both the account value and the net cash surrender value at year 1, 5, and 10. Confirm the death benefit is set at the minimum face amount allowed under IRS guidelines, not target premium. Ask what your loan value would be in year 1, separate from the surrender value. Ask whether the policy loan rate is fixed or variable, and what the historical crediting rate has been at this carrier. If your agent can't answer questions 3 and 4 clearly, that's a problem with the prescription, not the pharmacist. Frequently asked questions. How much of my IUL can I access in year one? Typically 30, 50% of premium paid after surrender charges are applied. The exact number depends on your age, health class, carrier, and how the policy is structured. A max-funded policy with minimum death benefit gives you the best possible liquidity position from day one because more of your premium goes to cash value instead of the death benefit. What are surrender charges in an IUL? Surrender charges are fees the insurance company applies if you withdraw or cancel the policy in the early years. They start highest in year 1 and typically decrease to zero by year 10 to 15. They exist to recover the insurer's upfront costs. They do not affect your policy loan availability the same way they affect a full surrender. Can I take a loan from my IUL in year 1? Yes, in most cases. Policy loans are calculated against your account value, which is often higher than the net cash surrender value after charges. That means your loan access in year 1 is usually better than your surrender access. Confirm the specifics with your carrier before funding. Is low year 1 liquidity a sign that IUL is a scam? No. Limited year 1 access is a documented, disclosed feature of the product design, not a hidden trick. The issue arises when agents fail to explain it, or when the policy is structured poorly so that cash value is low regardless. A properly structured IUL is transparent about the surrender schedule and built to maximize the account value underneath it. What is an IUL agent red flag I should watch for? If your agent never showed you the surrender charge schedule, never mentioned minimum death benefit, or presented only a rosy illustration without discussing year 1 access, treat that as a red flag. A good agent walks through the full picture before you sign anything. The 95% problem in this industry is real, and most of it traces back to agents who prioritize commission over structure. If you want to see what your year 1 numbers actually look like with a properly structured policy, book a strategy call, and we'll run your scenario with real projections. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.